back, and one of my favorite guests is Joel Skousen, who has a examination and analysis of world events and the events here in America that is at the top. How's that? World Affairs Brief is an essential part of reading. If you haven't gotten the newsletter yet, you want to email editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, we have lots of issues to cover worldwide with terrorism and the GOP convention. Let's start with your latest issues that will probably be coming out this Friday in your newsletter.
Well, the latest issue is it's mostly going to focus on both the Turkey coup, which is extremely problematic, and the Cleveland Convention, which is very different from anything we've ever seen in history.
Right. So tell us why it's different and what's going on. What's your analysis?
Well, the convention, obviously has its starts and fits as the Never Trump movement tried to use procedural rule changes in order to free up the delegates to vote against Trump. It didn't work, and it got tabled on Monday, and so the rule change basically was defeated, and the brown delegates were bound to vote for Donald Trump, which is what is happening. Vice President Pence was voted unanimously as the vice president yesterday. But what was interesting is the planning of the convention and how they used some very, very effective first-hand victims of illegal immigration speakers to really dramatically show the case for how illegal immigrants have caused criminal offenses and deaths among people. And these weren't just one-time accidents. It was the case with people who had killed someone in a drunk driving accident. This was a person who was a criminal, deported multiple times, came back multiple times, was given probation. And, hearing from the mothers of these victims and the brothers and the husbands and wives and things was extremely effective. And I was surprised, frankly, that I was watching NPR coverage of the convention and how they let them speak. They didn't try to cut them off and diminish it. They let it roll forward, and it was extremely effective on the Monday of the convention.
Yeah, I watched that too. Yeah. That's pretty powerful, isn't it?
It was very, very powerful, and really brought home the case that Donald Trump was making, which, of course, all of the progressive left and media called him a racist because you're attacking a class of Mexicans or Muslims, etc. But the facts were very real and put forward in with credible speakers, and did an excellent job. What was interesting on Tuesday, of course, was highlighted by the speech of Melania Trump, the Slovenian model. And frankly, I thought it was a very well-written speech. It was obviously not written by her. It was written by speechwriters. And I was just appalled at the NPR response from David Brooks of New York Times and Mark Shields of NPR and others, as they refused to give credit to the fact that she was so poised, so well presented, just as a model, or a professional model, knows how to use the mouth and the smile at the perfect timing, and the eyes flash at certain things. I mean, it was just a very professional presentation, and all they could talk about how she missed the opportunity from talking about the soft side of Trump, as if she was going to give up there in some homily with, we wanted details about your life with Trump and what makes him a human being. But the point is, this was a class act. This was a very classy.
Oh yeah, I watched it and I was extremely impressed. I mean, I think she's probably the best first lady since Jackie Kennedy.
I mean, it was amazing. Everyone, you could feel a feeling of welled up pride. People said, wow, what a first lady, finally, who comes out and is beautiful and speaks with aplomb and just in a very, very classy way. And yet they just couldn't give her that. Then, interestingly enough, of course, it was immediately leaked to the press that there was a plagiarism involved, because one of her three of her sentences in a row were almost identical. It wasn't a direct copy, but almost identical to what Michelle Obama had used. Now, you know, the Trump campaign had made the mistake of saying she wrote her speech. Everybody knows that isn't true.
No.
No foreigner is going to write that perfect of a speech. It was just perfectly crafted. But, in fact, it was, you know, a speechwriter who inserted that. There's a lot of finger-pointing now. But I think it was a little bit of sabotage going on. Someone within a speechwriting team who leaked that to the press. Because, look, you can't go and research within hours of that speech and find some, you know, plagiarism in a speech. And people don't normally do that.
Do you think there was infiltration of the speechwriter, like someone in the Speechwriter Guild that was working on the speech actually was a plant that was trying to embarrass and not show the humanity and the superiority of... Like, Melania speaks five languages. She was a millionaire before she met Trump. She's a super intelligent woman who also knows how to carry herself as a supermodel. So she has skill sets in every area. And I think they tried to destroy it because... if Trump has any defects, he's like the guy in class in high school, for example, that at times gets a little bit clownish. Even though he has lots of positive features, sometimes his tongue runs faster than his brain, or he likes to counterpunch. Melania, for example, made this comment, which I thought was very appropriate, that she wants to get rid of his tweeting account so he doesn't retweet things. This was a couple months ago. So she's very appropriate, and I think that there was some attempt to try to destroy her character or her presentation or her persona in the media, and I'm just wondering, was this contrived, or did it happen by mistake, or how could this have happened?
No, I think it was contrived, and the reason I think it's contrived is because it was leaked so early to the press, so that this came out almost immediately, and the plagiarism charge. That would be something, you know, that, I mean, look, in contrast, Martin Luther King plagiarized the whole speeches, and the media has never made that an issue.
Right.
You know, they've tried to debunk it, but you can't debunk it. I mean, plagiarized entire speeches.
Yeah, well, and Ben Carson had the best comment I've seen on the news when I watched him last night. He said, you know, maybe there's not that much difference between Democrats and Republicans. A positive speech by Michelle Obama and now Melania Trump, this is good. This is not bad. Maybe we actually are all Americans of any skin color, and maybe it's something we can use as a platform for rebuilding America. I thought, you know, Ben Carson, you need to be deeper in the government with Trump, because you have humanity, you have a soul, you have common sense, and you have humor.
Yeah. Well, obviously it wasn't a policy issue or anything really important. It was a matter of style and picking a way of saying something that sounded nice. But someone sabotaged her by inserting that in the speech, and they obviously knew that they had copied it. So,
right.
I mean, every political speechwriter knows that's taboo. You never do that. It wasn't a verbatim quotation. It was changed a little bit, but I think it was a setup. I think that this person who is planted within that, and it's very easy. You know, you have establishment politicians. Oh, look at Paul Manafort, the chairman of the campaign of Donald Trump. This is a guy who has been a lobbyist throughout his career. It's true, he's been on the Republican side, on the right-wing side, except that he got very, very big after the year 2000. He became a lobbyist for Viktor Yanukovych of Ukraine, the Soviet puppet who was there, and he got him reelected over Tymoshenko, who actually is another Soviet puppet. You can't win in Ukraine. But, you know, for Paul Manafort to go and promote someone like Yanukovych, in Ukraine indicates this is a guy who would do anything for money.
Right.
And so I really don't trust Manafort. Obviously, he's working hard to get Donald Trump elected, and things have gone better.
Well, he didn't have a hand on the tiller to prevent a speechwriter that could infiltrate. Obviously, that's a major failing.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. I'm sure some heads have rolled over that speech, but I'm sure someone said, look, this girl is dynamite. She's going to win hearts and minds. So sabotage that. And
yeah, if she gets more opportunities to speak, the idea of misogyny or racism is going to vaporize like in a morning spring mist.
That's
especially
right.
With the dialogue about all the victims of illegal aliens that come in. And I know some people try to say, well, that large percentage of crimes committed in federal court by illegal aliens, it's not just federal court, it's also state court. There's a lot of crime committed. And not only that, as all of our department heads of all the military and the security forces and the FBI, even everybody says that they're going to be terrorists embedded with the refugees coming in here. Don't they understand that? I mean, you're the one that convinced me that we need a wall.
I actually oppose that claim. And the reason I do is because terrorism is a controlled entity by black side. What I'm saying is they're not going to bring a lot of terrorists in and stick them on the United States people through refugees, because it would quickly generate the anti-refugee movement and anti-migrant movement and shut it down.
Right.
That's why it's not
so. A lot of these people are homegrown too, aren't they? Like Anwar Al-Awlaki, a master's in engineering. These are American citizens, born in America.
But they're not homegrown in the sense of by themselves. Tied to an FBI agent provocateur.
Exactly.
A Muslim who is guilty of parole and is given a choice of going to prison or going and becoming an agent provocateur for the FBI. And that's what happened. It's what happened in the Pulse knife shooting. It's what happened in last Friday's World Affairs Brief in the Dallas shooting. These people are just everywhere being groomed, and there's more being groomed as we speak for future crimes that will be committed, all to be blamed on guns and other things that they want to portray. Yeah. These are what we call false flag operations.
Exactly, yeah. Wow.
But going back to the convention, I wanted to cover some of the other speakers that were not so good. For example, you have Rudy Giuliani. Now, this is a person who is not, this is a conspirator in the government 9/11 terrorism case. This is a guy who was in Building 7, who knew that it was going to be demolished, got out with everybody in the staff, and one guy was on his way to the building, didn't get the word, and was up there and saw warm coffee cups, everything deserted, and an explosion started to go off in the building. Explosion, not a fire burning and the building collapsing. These were explosions going off in the building as he was trying to make his way down. The other, first responders said they got the order that they're going to pull the building. And Rudy Giuliani knew that, and the New York firefighters are just mad as hell with Giuliani because he didn't warn the firefighters in the other two World Trade Centers, the high-rise towers.
Right, they got exposed to a lot of toxins when these buildings were pulled.
That's right. And so, Giuliani's name is mud with the New York firefighters and first responders. And for him to continue to be pulled out, to represent, he gave a very angry speech, a very New Yorkish, demanding, Trump is going to make him safe, like I made New York safe. He kept tooting his own horn. I just really was appalled by Rudy Giuliani's speech. And another one that happened last night was Chris Christie. Now, Chris Christie came out and supposedly acted as the tough New Jersey prosecutor, a former federal prosecutor. Well, prosecute Hillary Clinton in front of you, the jury, because, the government and the Department of Justice refused to. And then he refuses to actually give the good information that really indicted her. I mean, he gave a lot of, semi-true information about her in Nigeria, keeping Boko Haram off of the terror watch list. In fact, Boko Haram and all of Al-Qaeda was a CIA operation from the very beginning, so that was the bigger sin. Of course, it was true. Eventually, it got back on. But, he made lots of cases. Then he got to the email scandal. What he should have done is pointed out and attacked Comey. But because Comey's a Republican, he didn't say anything about Comey and the fact that he was, covering for Hillary Clinton. He should have torn apart the issue of the fact that Comey said, because there was no intent, we do not prosecute. We couldn't find any intent. He, as a prosecutor, he should say intent wasn't the issue because it's not part of the law.
Exactly. It's not part of the statute. He sat as judge and jury, which he had no right to do, right?
It was specifically written in terms of gross negligence.
Right.
And avoiding the issue of intent, because intent is so hard to prove. And basically the government says, if you mishandle classified material and it leaks out, and even if it doesn't, if you mishandle it, you're going to get prosecuted whether there's intent or not. And
right.
So, you know, Christie should have said and lambasted Comey and said he let her off on something that was not part of the law.
Right.
And then, of course, he used a couple of egregious examples, a neocon example, showing that Christie's a globalist. He goes and talks about Hillary Clinton saying nice things about Assad, about him being a reformer. Well, that turned out to be very, very early, before a lot of the violence and before the U.S. instituted the revolt against Assad. So it was time, you know, a mistake in time. But the point is that he was pumping up the crowd to hate Assad. And Assad, in fact, isn't an evil boogeyman. Assad
right.
did not use chemical weapons on his people. It's the U.S. and British intelligence shipping in chemicals to the rebels that did it. It isn't
right.
Assad, you know, that is terrorizing his people. It's the U.S. and British intelligence that created ISIS in order to get back into Europe. And then he goes after the Iran deal, too, making Iran the boogeyman. And, you know, it's a very complex case, but I really dislike Chris Christie pumping up all the old neocon boogeyman there so that the Republicans...
Well, I hope he doesn't get a position of power, because you pointed out before, Joel, that Christie is another bad guy that literally will pull the Trump machine, the political machine, back toward being just another arm of the establishment and the globalism.
Yeah, and we have yet to hear from Newt Gingrich. He's
another
traitor to the cause. He's another betrayer of conservatism and has no business in a Trump administration. On the positive side, you know, Donald J. Trump Jr. gave a magnificent, rousing speech. What was interesting is that he is capable of being articulate, carefully spoken, everything that his father isn't, and seems to be, and his father can't
yeah.
seem to control his tongue, but Donald J. Trump Jr. showed in spades what a Donald Trump could do if he would listen to his son. I'd rather
yeah, I know.
The father was the mentor. The son was the mentor of the father rather than
isn't
the other
that
way
funny?
Around. And of course,
yeah.
yeah.
I saw that at the forum afterward on the news networks, and I thought, they like Donald Trump Jr. better than Donald Trump. I mean, they were roused to think they would change their vote because he's human, he's humor, he convinced them to change their idea that maybe this is a real person. If Donald Trump would follow the advice of his son, he would go from being a caricature to being a person.
Yeah. So there was some, you know, good and bad in the convention. Overall, I think it's a strong convention
yeah.
in terms of putting forth the only criticism that I have, and Donald Trump Jr. fell into this, is they're promising the world to conservatives. They're promising to fix everything, to make America great again. And it's just not possible when you've got at least half of the Americans that have benefit corrupted or liberal and
exactly.
socialism. You cannot redeem a country where the base population has become corrupt.
Are you still looking for that one iodine
yeah.
that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some Join Aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Promising too much, they're going to be disappointed.
We're going back now. So repeat the last few sentences because we went to break, Joel, because I think it's important people grasp it's not just a matter of pouring money in. The Trump wants to say he's going to solve all the problems. Some of the problems are not soluble with, you know, even the strategic way he approaches issues. There are going to be things that are going to take generations in order to fix it, and it requires a collaboration by the black community to change the whole culture, a little religious bent, the womanizing, the drug culture, the thug culture, all these other phenomena that make it darn near impossible to fix it by just throwing money at it.
Yeah. So when do we start after the break?
We're on break right now. We're off break now. We're live now.
Oh, okay. So I think, I didn't even know we were on break, so I would have...
We're back now, but I want you to kind of revisit, because I think you did an analysis that, in a sense, it's not politically correct to say these things, but these things, changes have to be made or it's not going to get fixed.
Yeah, I mean, the point is there's a culture of corruption in the black community, and there isn't a certain aspect of the Latino community, especially the ones who get involved with gangs in L.A., et cetera, but it's all across the poverty-ridden South, where the blacks predominate, is, you know, it's a culture of corruption, of the father's not keeping a steady job, the father's leaving the families, the father abandoning children, the mother's having to raise them, and they tend to be, you know, more religious. But still, there's a culture of immorality that pervades much of black society, both with men and women, and that's a destabilizing thing. So no amount of anti-poverty pushing money at the problem, food stamps, is going to help. Neither is forcing education upon people. If you don't have a culture of listening to conscience and doing what's right, and you worship the macho person who does drugs and drinks to excess and goes out womanizing, you're going to continue to corrupt the next generation. And it's not going to end until there is a, you know, spiritual, religious revival. It has to be more than just a token rah-rah, typical black church praise Jesus type thing. There's got to be a gospel of spiritual works where people listen to conscience and follow the promptings and use self-control to control themselves. Now, that could apply to whites, and it could apply it to Latinos,
doesn't matter,
Asians, any culture that has problems. And I'm not just saying that. Blacks accept that it is at the 70% level in the black community, and that's where the culture of corruption is destroying the black community. And then, so the police, you know, confrontation with blacks is never going to end with simple poverty programs. It can only end, you know, with black youth getting their lives in order with their parents involved and with proper, you know, good Christian and even if they're non-religious, good moral principles, listening to conscience, and they can straighten out their lives.
Exactly, yeah. It's interesting that sometimes politicians think they can fix things, but it really requires the actions of citizens to get the right perspective on what the problem drivers are. And that's why I like your approach, which is the same way as financial or war. You right now, even though the globalists would like to precipitate a war immediately, the nations of Russia and China are not even prepared to engage us, even if they were pushed. But they don't want to do war. It's like the Bible says, you know, they're going to have hooks put in their jaws to pull them down to a battlefield because the globalists want it now because that's part of their solution to maintain economic hegemony. When in fact, I have a feeling that the Russian and Chinese have no desire for warfare with the West. They want to do business.
Well, in fact, it's part of the communist doctrine to take over the West.
I wouldn't go so far
to say that Putin isn't preparing for war. It doesn't want war.
But that's a decade away, though.
He knows.
Yeah.
But remember, they don't want to destroy the West in war. They want. That's why I'm predicting that the preemptive nuclear strike on America will be only at military targets.
Right.
So that they can blackmail the West into submission. Because, you know, the communists need the free market technology that develops all the innovation. And they can steal it, but they don't tend to innovate like the free markets do, where you have incentive.
Right.
And so there is a real threat from Russia and China in the long term. It's very interesting when you look at the research on, the Trump campaign. Paul Manafort really is a problem in the sense that he's been a lobbyist for strong men, whether it's mostly on the right, you know, Jonas Benito.
Exactly, yeah.
Marcos of the Philippines, but also Manafort, you know.
Yeah, keep that thought. We're on break again.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ignorance, I guess, when you get the regular newsletter from Joel Skousen and orders at worldaffairsbrief.com. And Joel, last week I wanted to bring up a couple issues and get your opinion on. The GMO labeling bill came back and it passed with loopholes. That's scary. I mean, as a doctor, a functional medicine doc, I'm appalled that they actually had the nerve to come back and shove this through before the summer recess. Comments on that, and then some of the other things about NATO to continue to fund the Afghan war, the FBI protecting Hillary in an email scandal, preparedness tip, talking about, et cetera. And you have good preparedness tips we should probably also cover. But this thing with the GMO labeling bill, what do you think?
Well, I smelled rat when the American Soybean Association came out in favor of the bill. These are people, Monsanto included, who have spent millions of dollars to defeat these initiatives on labeling in Washington State and numerous other states around me. And all of a sudden, it passes with flying colors. And sure enough, it passes because if you read the fine print, it eliminates starches from the bill. So that takes corn away. You don't have to label that. And then you put the most egregious thing is you put these warnings within the barcode. they're not readable in English. You have to go to a link to be able to read whether or not GMO in it, or it's hidden in a barcode. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
You've got to be kidding. So in other words, you don't have an electronic barcode reader. You don't know if it's GMO.
Yeah.
That's
so they can be complying with the law without actually labeling, and that's the problem. So this is a sham bill, and it's just what we would expect. I mean, look, Monsanto saw the handwriting on the wall. The movement was building more and more towards labeling. They decided, hey, let's give them labeling, but something that we can do with. And I think that's what happened.
Yes, I don't think this is the end of the game, though. In fact, this will inflame people like Jeffrey Smith and the GMO fight against proper labeling. We know genetically modified foods are causing pro-inflammatory cytokines in people, increasing rates of autism, increasing rates of cancer and other diseases, disrupting epigenetics. I mean, this is really scary stuff. And by the way, most of these foods contain high amounts of glyphosate to directly act as an adjuvant in your immune system to cause autoimmune disease and cancer. This is not funny. This is very serious. It'll be a body count because of this.
Yeah, I think you're right, but as I say, you know, these big, powerful lobbies, they just don't take no for an answer, and they control the government agencies, so it's going to be a long-term fight to get honest labeling that you're right out up there in front, and this is certainly, it's going to be a step in the right direction. The interesting thing about this, though, is that by acceding to labeling, they basically have to now fight true deception rather than blocking. They can't block anymore because they exceeded the fact that, yeah, we're going to label.
Yeah, but then the next bill we could do is we could try to push a bill through to say that the public can't read barcodes. You have to actually put it on the product. Because right now, if you go to health food stores, let's say Trader Joe's or Sprouts here in California, basically the store sells on the basis that they don't provide GMO-type foods, which are toxic, laced with all kinds of pesticides.
Right.
So what's going to happen is, as soon as the public, eventually, because I believe that this is going to be converted from barcode to English, they're dead in the water. And they're trying to pretend they're not going to be dead, but they are because of their own investments and their stocks and shares and so on. But GMO worldwide is dead. If you look at Russia, they won't accept our corn because our corn's GMO in China. They won't take our corn. And here's a country that has all kinds of pollution and all kinds of other stuff, and food back with melamine, they won't take our GMO corn. The research on Mon 80 corn in Austria done 6 years ago showed that sperm counts dropped to zero if you give Mon 80 corn to gerbils and small mammals. It's like, are you kidding? You want to cause really serious epigenetic disasters? Well, you keep on pushing GMO food, and you're going to get pro-inflammatory, pro-cancer, pro-autism, pro-dementia disorders. Some of these you can't even directly connect it, so it'll take decades maybe to directly connect it because doctors are slow to pick up on these things. But the tsunami of bad effects is going to get pretty bad. And I believe the public and lawsuits are going to push it to say, now, public can't read a barcode. You've got to label it. So I think that in some ways this is good because it'll push the public to say, we need to get extend this bill to go from a barcode to actual English, even just a symbol. If you see a specific symbol.
No, I think so. I think so too, Bill. Once you've already passed the labeling, that's not up for grabs now. Now there's going to be bills to amend it to make sure that it gets to be open labeling, and that's going to be harder for them to stop. It's going to be harder to stop.
I've labeled Monsanto Mount Satan. I think that Mount Satan is a good example of what we would call Monsanto. Okay, any other issues you want to talk about that are in last week's newsletter or the one coming up this Friday?
Yeah, I do want to talk about the multiple shooters in the Dallas police ambush.
Right.
Because I wasn't able to do that the previous week. It happened on Friday when I wrote my brief. And,
right.
But it won't take very long, but I do want to point out how there had to be at least two shooters.
Right. Go ahead and do that, because we've had some other people comment, and I think you have probably a better analysis. I read your update, and it's like, wow, this is serious.
Yeah.
So go ahead. We're on air.
Oh, we are on air. Okay.
Yeah, we are on air.
Basically, the person, Micah Johnson, that the police killed with a robot in the parking garage, this was in the Bank of America high-rise parking tower. And the problem with it, of course, the government, first of all, came out and said Micah Johnson had an SKS wooden stock rifle. It reminds me of the Nanaker Carlick weapon of... Oswald, you know, that they planted in the school book depository after they'd taken a picture and had him hold the weapon so it had his fingerprints on it.
Right.
But in fact, the picture that the police, police source leaked of the takedown situation showed him with an assault rifle that
right.
he was using. So, you know, they got the wrong rifle. And the fact that his clothes, the picture of the clothes of Micah Johnson, don't match the fact that there's a significant amount of police video of another shooter in front of the El Centro College, which is a block away from the Bank of America building where Micah Johnson was taken down.
Right.
And the point I want to make, though, is that the guy is obviously a military, sophisticated shooter, the way that he moves around the pillows, the way that he comes back and executes a cop that he's already shot, and in a firefight with multiple police, is able to evade them, goes into El Centro College and gets up and shoots from, I think it's the 11th floor, and he's surrounded by police. So here's the point. This guy in very light-colored pants and a tan-type shirt isn't getting out of El Centro College. In other words, this is surrounded by police. And a block away, you have Micah Johnson in this parking garage, who they claim now is the only shooter. Well, what they're trying to tell the police is the guy in the video of El Centro is Micah Johnson. But how, if the El Centro College is surrounded by police, does he get down from the 11th floor, out the building, and a block away to the, when it's surrounded by police? It's just impossible. There had to be at least two shooters, and they weren't wearing the same color clothes. I think this has always been the modus operandi of black operations like this. You have a patsy.
Right.
Micah Johnson comes back from Afghanistan, getting involved with, government operations and FBI agent provocateurs. You know, the government has people in every branch of the armed service that are looking for. They're members of the armed service, but they're working for the CIA, the black side of the CIA, and they're looking for unstable soldiers. They track them when they get out. They contact them. They give them internet information to inflame them. And they set them up as patsies, but they're real mercenary shooters, black operation people who are doing the expert shooting, and then they leave to die.
The patsy.
And it's the same thing with the Baton Rouge shooter. You know, here you have a lone shooter again, but remember, everybody, it's amazing to me, the initial reports of the only things that tell the truth, you had a gunfight going on that lured the police into the area. And then this guy, the shooter from Dallas, he drives down to Baton Rouge and shoots these police, and he's killed. And suddenly, so there may be other people. Well, of course there are other people. What about all the shooters that put on the fake gun battle to draw the police in? Those are conspirators. And they had, assault-type rifles as well. And so this was obviously a major operation involving at least three or four people. And yet there's the lone individual that gets taken down. It was unstable, it was dealing in psychiatric care. And that's typical of the modus operandi of people who are talked into these things through hypnosis, and otherwise they get into psychiatric care and on the mood-altering drugs.
Right. It's disturbing, isn't it, when you see the same pattern over and over again. The regular media never touches on it. You're one of the only people that sees through all of this and kind of puts it together in a concrete, logical thesis, and shows that they keep on doing the same modus, even in a matter of weeks' difference at a different site. It's the same process with a little different mix of how they create it.
That's right. So let's
Crazy.
Talk a little bit about the Turkish attempted coup, the failed coup. You know, what is really interesting about this is even from Britain and other places within the EU, they're calling this, a planned or fake coup or someone that was controlled by Erdogan. Now, I don't really believe that he controlled it. I think the Erdogan regime knew this coup was coming because obviously there's many people that are involved. It's very difficult to keep a coup from discovery. You've got to, the military people have to go and approach other generals and say, are you on board? And if he's not on board, he may say yes, and then he goes alert. You know, the Turkish intelligence community has been ruthless ever since the days of Lawrence in Arabia, and that's why they were the target of the coup to shut down the Turkish intelligence people. But I think they had a handle on this. The most telling thing about this coup and the aftermath of this coup is the fact that thousands and thousands of people are being rounded up and prosecuted within hours of this. Now, let me just tell you, you know, if this were a surprise coup, it would take you weeks
or
and
months.
Weeks to develop evidence of who was involved. But to be able to arrest 6,000 soldiers within hours of the coup ending, and then to have 20,000 people, to have, 3,000 judges released, this is a purge of the opposition in Turkey. There's a tremendous movement in Turkey that's been long established as a secular Turkey. And it's one of the most secular, free Muslim states. And
exactly.
I think Erdogan being a clone or a ploy of the British and U.S. intelligence really wants another radical Islamic state in Turkey. And so they're purging the secular opposition. I mean, literally almost 30,000 people have been arrested in this past week. And you can't have that many people involved in it.
No.
It's just impossible. The only people involved in the coup really are, the soldiers that get talked into it. And most of the soldiers themselves are just taking orders from their leaders who are part of the coup.
Right.
But the rest of the basic foot soldiers on these things, because they're following orders, is just nonsensical and no way to establish peace.
Right.
In terms of course, this so-called Muslim leader, Gulen, in Pennsylvania, that Erdogan is saying is responsible and wants him extradited, the U.S. is saying, well, basically prove it, because you haven't presented us any information indicating he's directing anything there.
Well, the situation is that
it's putting Erdogan in a bad way, because the EU is very, very much warning him about abuse of human rights, using the coup as an excuse to suppress the opposition. It's going to hurt his entrance into the EU.
It has all the fingerprints of CIA. You'd think of the metadata, if the error connections of people are emailing back and forth on social media, who gave them that data? We know that Facebook, Twitter, Google, all these things are, in a sense, arms of the NSA and the CIA and these agencies. So if they were arresting based on even the most peripheral Twitter, Facebook, or email data, then you know darn well they've been collecting this for months before this was done, and they were monitoring with the help of U.S. intelligence that literally fingered the people they could pick up on the least and most non-criminal charges of saying, yeah, you did get an email from such and such a general, here's the date and time stamp, etc. So, to me, I'll tell you, this shows all the fingerprints of CIA operations, doesn't it?
Well, I think, look, Turkish intelligence has been corrupt for years. There's been there's been four coups in the past 20 years in Turkey, so this is a standard procedure. I don't think the CIA is in there running the operation.
They just have to provide the data.
I think they're giving support to the Erdogan regime, and it's unconscionable, in my opinion. But it's typical. Yeah. I mean, look, Erdogan is not, the CIA is going to protect him. He's been running ISIS, as well as Saudi Arabia has been helping to run ISIS. Erdogan's been supplying the troops. He's been receiving the oil. He's been helping to market the oil to Israel from ISIS. I mean, so Erdogan's the right-hand man of the black side or dark side of the CIA and British intelligence. Sure, they're going to support him.
Now, the other side is Turkey's been playing games with the Haraj or the Muslim invasion. How likely is it that Turkey will get full EU membership in this new collapsed Europe with their financial situations and the central banks in Europe and Spain, et cetera, and Italy, on the precipice of disaster, and they're talking about bailing in? Instead of putting on hour one with Harley Schlanger from the LaRouche Foundation in Vienna.
I think it looks very scary to me. Right now, like,
so Erdogan's position may be...
Opposition.
Yeah. So in other words, this coup happens at a particularly disopportune time. At the same time, he's making dirty deals with Europe and basically playing both sides on this, of whether or not he's going to take the refugees back through Turkey. And... This smells. There's something really evil going on here. And I see Europe, although many of the nations want to leave, I don't see that. I see a collapse toward a super state Europe, with Turkey having a much bigger role in full membership, allowing them to travel all over Europe with these Muslims. It's going to be hairy. Back in a moment,
Joel
Skouser.
Yeah, that seems like it,
Yeah, unfortunately. I think it smells. There's something really bad here going on. Yeah, we're back on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And Joel, how do they obtain your newsletter, and what's coming up in stories this Friday?
Well, the World First Brief is a subscription-based newsletter, but there's several options. First of all, I offer a free sample issue of what we're discussing today for people if they simply email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And it tells you that if you go to worldaffairsbrief.com and you read a synopsis of the current brief, and then you can click on or email me to get the free copy. We've also established a new policy on so you can do a trial one-month subscription instead of subscribing for a whole year. You can do a trial 1 month, which is very popular. We're finding that almost 60% of everybody signs up a brief goes for the one-month trial first. And I'm happy to say that they like what they read, and so most people subscribe. So that's how they do it.
Yeah, that's good. Now, in terms of Friday's show, what do you think is going to be coming up? Because the conventional end before your Friday newsletter. I was looking at one of the Drudge reports here that Mr. Peter Thiel, one of the co-founders of PayPal, is coming up. And, of course, the media is squirming in Silicon Valley, the fact that we have a major innovator that's going to speak right before Trump comes on Thursday evening. Any comments on that?
Well, Peter Thiel has been at various globalist enclaves as well, including Bilderberg.
Right.
And so I'm not convinced that Peter Thiel, even though he funds, libertarian and other right-wing causes, I think he's a plant within the system to have influence.
Right.
I think he's a globalist. So.
You think he's changing his bets so that he'll have a direct line to the White House if Trump gets in there so he can pull a globalist tug? Because PayPal has a lot of drag. I mean, these billionaires with their internet companies and their major financial powers, like on the other side, for example, the founder of Amazon. I mean, these people are behemoths financially, and their influence on the environment and the multimedia and the attitude of people is amazing.
But what's amazing to me is that the globalists to get to these people, like Eric Schmidt, who's a full-blown globalist now, who does secret operations for the federal government, with Google. Google's really,
Yeah, Google's bad.
With the federal government. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've changed their initials from
Google. I mean, whether it's Jeff Bezos, whether it's Thiel, all of these people who make a lot of money, for some reason or another, they get waked into the globalist conspiracy, not to the same degree sometimes, but I think a lot of that is because the powers that be can come to them and say, look, we can threaten your wealth. We can, we allowed you to make this money, but we can throw an investigation. We can throw the SEC at you. We can investigate you. I think they can basically threaten them into getting them on board. I mean, people like Eric Schmidt are obviously born-again globalists. I mean, they're not acting under duress.
Right.
He's really, willingly buying into the globalist agenda. So
yeah, I heard a similar thing happened a decade ago with the founder of Microsoft, that they came to him and kind of threatened him that they wanted a backdoor to all of his software.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. And now, with his foundation, he's promoting vaccines around the world, which is a very deadly cause. And,
right.
The education system that backing Common Core, which is now out of favor, of course, thank goodness.
Right.
It's amazing how that spread around the nation as a non-governmental proposal, as a private initiative, and yet it was pushed by government.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, all of a sudden, they become a convert and they start doing other things that are not even related to their business. Amazing. Remarkable newsletter and analysis. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. Get it at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Coming up tomorrow, first hour, Leoline Zagami from Rome, and our three team Alexander and Ryan, our NutriMeds team, on second hour. Take care, take action.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.